This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The death toll continues to climb, and dozens are reported missing as severe flooding in Germany and Belgium turned streams and streets into raging torrents that swept away cars and caused houses to collapse. Recent storms across parts of Western Europe made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash floods overnight after the saturated soil could not absorb any more water. Speaking at an afternoon news conference at the White House after meeting with President Joe Biden, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said she had been in contact with provincial authorities and wanted to reassure those impacted by the terrible flooding that they are not forgotten and that everything will be done to help them. The death toll is expected to rise as dozens of people are reported missing. The Australian state of Victoria was ordered into a five-day lockdown Thursday following a spike in COVID-19 infections, joining Sydney as the country's two main population hubs battle an outbreak of the contagious Delta variant. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Sydney residents woke to some good news on Thursday. COVID-19 cases slowed down after days of rising numbers. But it is still not enough to lift the lockdown, warned New South Wales State Premier Gladys Berejiklian.
Whilst the case numbers are bouncing around, we are seeing a stabilisation. They are not growing exponentially.
Two deaths have been reported out of the city, the first for the country this year. Meanwhile, Victorian state capital Melbourne follows Sydney into a lockdown after a team of furniture movers travelled from New South Wales through the state of Victoria while infectious. Just over 12% of Australia's adult population of around 20 and a half